League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance along with Dell. Another hour here. Well, we got 53 minutes left, so get in a hurry. What do you want to talk about? We got Rockets winning last night. NFL, all the NFL games, the Texans were off, so we didn't have to pay nearly as much attention to it. We got Juan Soto. We got the college football playoff set. I mean, we had a big weekend, and so a lot of stuff, and we've been talking about it. So if you want to get in, hurry, 713-780-3776. We had Carol Cogslaughter call the show. He's none too pleased with the playoff committee, and it looks like it could be a secession from college football for the SEC. We'll see how it ends up. This offseason. Who did you say was on the line, Dell?
Well, there's Jeff Bagwell on a mobile.
We got Jeff Bagwell on a mobile?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's hear Jeff Bagwell, who didn't have a great offseason two offseasons ago, but let's see what he has to say now this offseason. What do you say, Jeff Bagwell on a mobile?
Listen, Johnny, you keep up those comments, you'll be revoked from the private jet and buying on plate seats, all right? Let me just say that to start with.
Okay.
All right. Secondly, I know they don't listen to you guys' show. I'm listening to Dell's show. Get some intelligences, and these wait times are horrible on the show. I'm normally listening to Jeff Luno's Disrupting Baseball podcast while I work out in the gym. But I did decide to catch an episode this morning and hear Lance, who's very smart when it comes to contracts. You know, Jim is making smart contracts. He's not doing things 6, 7, 8 years. We're doing contracts like 3 years for first basemen that have MVPs. You guys ever heard of that guy? What about 3 years for relievers that come in clutch in World Series? So, listen, what I'm trying to tell you guys is some off-season moves are right around the corner. We're going to make some big moves end of April, beginning of May. We're going to bring in some guys that still have some juice left in the tank. We're going to really revamp the Astros team. So I really appreciate if you guys would support the Astros and what me and Reggie are trying to do around there. And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Well, apparently Reggie's no longer with the team, so there's that.
Yeah.
Reggie has left the organization and will no longer be part of the – I don't know if Jeff has heard yet. But
okay. We appreciate his service, though.
Secondly, I know you made some great moves. I mean, what's the next move? Maybe Pujols? What would you think of Pujols for 3 years, maybe 60 or 70 million, Lance?
I tell you what, I think a Verlander deal for 3 years at about 32 would look good right about now.
You like that?
Oh, yeah. He's in his early 40s, so
– yeah.
I mean, it's a while before he hits his 50. So, I mean, the Astros love giving him a lot of money. So let's just keep this thing rolling, man. Another Verlander deal.
Well,
three years.
Yeah. Well, you got a former MVP, which is Pujols.
Yeah, he former MVP.
He fits that.
Well, but he's out of baseball. Verlander's right here in your own backyard.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got all of his rehab stuff here, too. I mean, it's perfect.
Well, let's face it. Abreu should have been out of baseball, too. But that's another story. That's another story. 713-780-3776. That was Jeff Bagwell on a mobile.
On a mobile.
Apparently he doesn't know that Reggie's no
Listens
longer.
Listens to Dell's show.
No longer with that. Who's next, Dell? Gilbert is here.
On a mobile. What's up, Gilbert, on a mobile?
Yeah, how you doing, gentlemen?
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
You not care about me no more?
You what?
So?
I know. What did he say?
What?
Anybody more?
I believe
I don't want the food here no more anyway.
The initial
people
one.
We used to come and here's the food, well, not anymore.
I think he said.
Nobody don't care about me no more.
Yeah, that's what it was. No. You guys don't care about me anymore? That's what he said first.
Not anymore. No. He just said that. I'll be honest with you. The Chili's by my house literally closed down. The one I got your steak from, Gilbert, it literally closed down at over at Westheimer, the one that I go to. So that's put a little salt in my game, or in yours.
Mm-hmm.
Do you care about Gilbert?
I care about Gilbert.
All right, listeners, do you care about Gilbert anymore? Do you? We've had listeners step
nobody
up.
Nobody don't care about me. No, don't bring no food no more. Yeah. They want to take me off against the other team, you know, a long time ago, you know.
Who do the Texans
nobody
play?
Nobody don't care about me no more.
Who do the Texans play this week?
They played Miami Dolphins.
Maybe it's time for you to make a threat, Gilbert.
They lost to the team last time.
Why don't you make a little threat and say that the Texans are going to lose unless you get your food?
That's it, Gilbert. That's how you win.
Yeah, that's the same thing. Yeah. And also, Lance,
yes.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
The picture. I heard that Colleen Wolfcook sent me a picture again. She never got it yet?
A second one? No, I have not been able to get a hold. Yeah, I have not been. I'm probably not going to be able to get a hold of her until after the season's over, is the problem.
Yeah.
Wait until after
the season.
Somebody out there, please bring me some food anyway, you know.
Yeah.
I want some China Garden egg rolls. I'm praying for that anyway.
All right.
And I had long, you know.
China Garden egg rolls.
That's all.
Out there, please help me, you know. I don't like the food here at the nursing home anyway, you know.
It's not great. It
I'm
really
tired
is.
Of it, you know.
No, I don't blame
awful,
you.
Actually.
We got to get – come on, guys, step up. I'm going to have to go do this, and I got players to write up.
Yeah.
I mean, well, it would be one of those things where I'd have to drop it, just dump and run like a Grubhub or something. Like, I'm not staying to have to change the sound on the
– But you have to – there's a lot of things you need to do.
Yeah, it's just part of it.
You need to get this soft drink.
It's understandable. It's understandable.
You need silverware. There's a lot. You have to change the channel. There's a lot of stuff.
But how about one of you guys step up? You already heard him. He's like, do you not care about me anymore?
Yeah. What is the deal, people? Start caring about Gilbert. Let's go. We need some care. Maybe it's your turn,
wait,
Del.
It is your turn. Oh, he's got a show to do.
You've gotten years of entertainment from Gilbert.
I have?
Yeah.
You guys have let that man prop you up in the decline of this show for years. He ain't helped me.
No. How many drops do you have because of dirty, filthy?
Sorry.
I mean,
if he asked me that question, I'd never cared.
What about his NIL? We can give college players millions of dollars, but Gilbert can't get some egg rolls.
Where's John Daspit for
his
that?
Egg rolls for NIL? His name, image, and likeness sound is used all the time.
Well, who's going to pay for that?
Carol's a provider.
Well, here's what we're going to do, too. And I want y'all to be a
Gilbert
part of it.
Gilbert, volunteer. We got a call right now.
Okay.
Who's that? Who's on the line there?
That's Will.
All right, let's get Will in here. What's up, Will?
All right. I'm bringing a mistake.
Okay.
I need his information, though. Gilbert, where do you live?
Well, bring Gilbert on, as a matter of fact. I'm just curious to see how this call goes.
He's on.
Gilbert, did you hear that?
What's that?
How does he like his steak?
How do you like your steak?
Well done with ketchup.
Okay, you would think, but it's not.
You mean steak and quarter cup fried.
Okay. I thought you wanted egg rolls.
Well, he already said he's bringing him a steak. He's bringing him a steak. So, Gilbert, how do you want your steak cooked? Medium. I think I did his medium well. I just took a guess.
Medium.
Okay,
medium.
He wants a steak medium. If you can get corn
medium
on a cob,
French fries and corn on the cob.
Yes, and Dr. Pepper.
And a drink. Yeah, and a Dr. Pepper.
And Dr. Pepper to drink.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, I'm taking this down. I feel like a DoorDasher.
You're away.
All right. Gilbert, I need to know where to go.
Sharpview.
Yeah.
Sharpview.
All right, Dan. I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Dan.
It's by...
Also, how about the Astros? Lance Berman, I don't know about him coming back to the Astros.
Well, I don't either.
Me either. He's been.
I don't either. No chance of bat speeds the same.
I don't think Lance Berkman's coming back, no.
All right, Gilbert.
So it's Sharpsview.
Sharpsview Residence and Rehabilitation Center, and it's at 75.
Sharpsview
Residence and Rehabilitation.
All right, Gilbert. We're trying to get you your food. Calm down for a second.
Sharpsview Residence and Rehabilitation Center. Just put it into any map feature, and they'll have it, and they'll take you there. It's in.
Yeah.
It's not far from West Park.
Gessner and 59. It's not far from there.
Yeah.
Okay, Gessner 59.
Yeah, just do.
All right, we're getting a win. We're getting a win this week.
So you doing this? Excited. Are you doing this today?
I can.
I mean, yeah. If I were you, Gilbert, I'd get it over with.
Yeah, we can't leave things to chance.
No.
I mean, we have to have this victory over Miami.
Have to have it. I appreciate you, Will. Will's a hero. Will's what we call a hero.
Good deal. Yeah. See that? Now that's a good Samaritan.
Absolutely. Yes, right, Gilbert? That's a good Samaritan. Please don't bang the phone where you go, bing, bing. We're trying to hear. Now, we're bringing the stakes coming, I think, today. So 11:30, 12, okay, Gilbert, or just whatever he brings. Just know this. You don't need to eat that food today because it sounds like Will's bringing your food.
All right, then. Talk to you later, then.
All right, then. Bye.
So when he gets...
Oh, you don't like me anymore? How about Gilbert led with that?
But I care.
I like you guys anyway. You're the best friend I ever... best smart car radio in Houston anyway.
Well, thank you, Gilbert.
I've grown up with you anyway.
Thank you, Gilbert.
He's grown up with you anyway.
We've grown up with you.
No, you heard him, John.
Yeah.
He's grown up with you anyway.
Gilbert's 65. He's 64 years old.
Okay.
He grew up with us? Okay. All right.
All right.
We got a break, and we got stuff to do on the other side. Thank you, Will. That's very nice of you.
You better watch it. You think it's going to save you and get you a win. He didn't use the Trump card, if you don't give me my food, they're going to lose. He hadn't done that yet, so he may do that later in the week.
Well, I hope he doesn't do that.
He hasn't even done it yet. He's getting food.
Is this what it felt like when your dad would get shaken down by the mafia, his bar in Chicago, where the mafia would come for the envelopes each week? Is this what it was like?
That's what it was, a lot like this.
Golly.
Only not nearly as aggravating.
Okay. Hey, give me a picture of your wife, too. Autographed.
All right, we got a break. When we come back, We got some Texans to talk here on the other side. Right now, though, I've got to talk about Coors Light. I got to talk about what a weekend, too. Today is my wedding anniversary. We celebrated this weekend, and we celebrated with Coors Lights. You know what? I gave my wife a card and said, you know, hey, look at another year together that we passed together. And I said, yeah, I could use a beer. And that was the card, and she laughed, and she thought, well, that is you, okay? Whatever it is I'm doing, I could use a beer. It sure is fun to have that beer, that cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light, no matter what you're doing. I keep it chill. I like to keep my marriage chill. I like to keep my everything chill. I don't care what the temperature is. Somebody sent me, they were at a game. Oh, they were at the Blue Field, Boise, and they had a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light on hand, right there. And you know what? In that cold temperature, you could see the blue mountains. I love that. Thank you. Oh, that was ATX Hobo Girl. I had a girl, Des. But here's the deal. It doesn't matter. If you're outside, if you're inside, you want to keep it chill. You want to be refreshed. Always, always, always. And that's what Coors Light does. Always have it on hand for when your boys come over. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Let's keep Texas chill.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, Del, I need some splaining to do here. How did Aaron Rodgers throw for over 300 yesterday?
The Dolphins' defense is older than you'd like for a team who had aspirations. A lot of the guys they depend on are in their upper 20s and their 30s. How Calais Campbell's playing a lot of snaps at 30 years old. They have worn down. That's what it was. They couldn't get pressure with four, so they had to blitz, and Aaron Rodgers took advantage of it. Their defense that doesn't respond well when the first set of downs doesn't go their way. Like, if they give up a third and long, you can pretty much guarantee they're giving up points, which would certainly help the Texans. So that's my take on it. They are older. The thing is, they may get Bradley Chubb back off of IR. He practiced last week. He didn't play, but there's a thought he could play against the Texans, so they'll get one of their pass rushers back. But they're depending on 29, 30, 30-plus-year-old guys, and that's not how you build a defense.
How is Jalen Ramsey playing?
He's okay. He's been better in blitzing than he has been. Like, they've isolated him against Garrett Wilson. Garrett Wilson made a couple plays on him, but he's been fine. They have had issues in the slot and that other corner because they've had Kendall Fuller's had concussions. He came back from his second concussion on Sunday. But they should be as healthy as they can be unless some injury pops up in their secondary for the Texans on Sunday.
Go ahead.
If Aaron Rodgers is throwing for 339, you're going to – has Chop Robinson not been
he's picked it up. The pressures are there. He's picked up a couple sacks. Like I said, if they get Bradley Chubb back, that'll help. That'll help the pass rush. They're not great at linebacker. They already had to drop David Long. He's now playing in Detroit.
Too many field goals this year, too. Not enough executing.
Well, they score 32 points. I mean, since Tua's been back, they scored almost 28 points per game. So they're putting points on the board. And we saw them close late against the Jets. They're a team that obviously has questions, but the problem for the Texans, I guess, is they're going to put a lot into this game. They're in desperation mode trying to get back in the playoffs. It's one of those games where the narratives are you can't beat a good team, you can't win on the road. They don't have to deal with the cold. They get to play indoors, and they get to play a team that is a good team by record, but how good do we think the Texans are? So the Dolphins are going to look at this game as one they can get, and they need to get the rest of them. So the Texans are going to get a desperate team on Sunday.
So last time the gauntlet went Jets, Lions, Cowboys. This gauntlet goes Dolphins, Chiefs, Ravens over an 11-day period. They're playing three games in 11 days. They play this one on Sunday, then they play Saturday. They really have to have this one.
I mean, they have to.
This one is the one they got to have.
Yeah. And this gets them to 9 wins.
This gets the
Texans are 8-5. Yeah,
8-5.
So this would get them to 9 wins, and it pretty much seals the playoffs for them. It may already be sealed.
Playoffs may already been sealed, but I think that's been a foregone conclusion. What you want to see now is a little momentum heading into the postseason.
True.
You want to see now is playing better football than they played. You want to see some offensive explosion. You want to see that. I do. I mean, I don't think you just get it that last weekend against Tennessee because Tennessee's just terrible. How about that game? 10-6, they lose to the Jaguars.
I mean, you shouldn't. That is not something that you should televise.
No.
In any market. That shouldn't be televised. Mac Jones versus Will Levis should not be a televised game for the people of Jacksonville or Nashville. Like, that's just not something that you should do.
Well, locally you have to, but I would highly doubt that game was shown anywhere else in the country.
But I don't know what the opposite of lived up to the hype, but it lived up to the expectations of poverty quarterbacking and poor football. Yeah. That was everything it was guaranteed not to be.
So,
terrible. Start to finish, terrible.
Yeah. Dell, do you feel like the Texans will be able to move the ball on the Dolphins like the Jets did?
I think the Texans will have opportunities, but can they protect the quarterback? Because the Dolphins like to play games with their tackles, and Chop off the edge is a guy that you have to deal with. He's a rookie, but he is a explosive. Delance knows about his draft status. Laramie Tunsil may be a guy trying to get early starts because Chop is going to try to beat him around the edge.
Is he rushing off that side primarily?
They switch him. He's not prone.
So he's not a skilled rusher, John. He relies on his athletic gifts, which are substantial. I mean, he is a really, really explosive athlete with good bend and speed, but he's not going to beat you with great hand fighting. Like, I'm sure he's learned a move here or there, but I could see him giving the other side,
Titus
Howard, some real problems with his speed, his get-off.
Yeah.
I could see that being a real issue.
Bradley Chubb is on one side and he's on the other.
And Chubb is a highly skilled rusher, and then Chop is just a highly explosive athlete. But you know what's funny is that the one area where CJ has really struggled this year, and the general fan may not really think about it a whole lot, is his ability to step up in the pocket and still see the field. His pocket mobility has been terrible. He's sliding into pressure. He's moving directly into pressure. He's not navigating the pocket to where he can still get the ball off and make a throw. Like, it has been an issue for him that once you collapse his edges a little bit and CJ has to move up in the pocket, bad things happen when CJ moves up in the pocket. It's not been good this year.
Yeah, and Calais and Zach Sealer are probably the strength of that defense. So those are the two tackles, the inside guys you have to deal with. I think the Texans and Joe Mixon may have a nice day because the Dolphins linebackers aren't good in run defense. They've just been bad. So that's a spot to take advantage of. So we haven't seen a lot of that for the Texans, at least recently. I think that's a spot where they can actually make some moves. I think they have to stay out of third and long because that's where Anthony Weaver, remember that name, he'll get tricky. He'll try.
Oh, Anthony Weaver. This is going to be easy.
Well, it's been years, and he's been in Baltimore. He's not bad here with the Dolphins. I think he's the one on third. If you get the third and longs, which the Texans have done a lot of, he'll start to play the games, and we'll see how the Texans and CJ have handled that. They haven't handled it very well all year. So I would say, obviously, it's obvious, stay out of third and long and run the football because the Dolphins have had issues. And the Jets did that, and that kept Rodgers in favorable down and distances, and that's where he took advantage.
Well, the other side of that coin is when the Dolphins have the ball, they've got Tyreek, they've got Achant, they've got
Jonnu Smith too now.
But the speed that they have at every position.
Is Mostert out?
He was out.
Their speed is a real problem,
and the concern is Petrie. Yep. Like, how do you?
Is he going to be
Stingley
back?
Stingley can stay with people. Who's going to take Tyreek out of the slot or whomever?
Oh, Jesus. I mean, Petrie on Tyreek, you should be fired if you let that happen.
So the Texans, their pass rush helps to mitigate that. The problem for them on Sunday would be the Dolphins have built their offense where they mitigate pass rush.
You just got to zone
it's
up.
It's not something they allow to happen. The 47 dropbacks yesterday, and Tua didn't get touched once.
You got to zone up. You got to zone up. You can't play man to man against the Dolphins. You can't. They're too small and too fast. You can't. Stingley's going to have a hard time on these guys because it's just the style of wide receiver there. They're not true outside wide receivers. They're built for speed. Who's the third wide receiver?
It's Devon Achane. He's their third guy. I mean,
really?
In name only.
It's the two tinies, and there's no six.
Well, Jalen Wright.
No, he's a running back.
Johnny Smith
is their third receiving option if you don't want to include Achane in the mix.
Yeah, and they'll run some two and three tight end sets. Like, McDaniel gets pretty – he's pretty clever. He got right down the field out of nowhere, just started throwing tight end screens to just catch and run stuff to Johnny Smith, who hit big plays. This is going to be a tricky matchup for the Texans, but I think – the pressure from the Texans is going to be a big concern for Dolphins.
Well, they don't.
I know they were good yesterday, but this is a whole different
thing. Well, it's overall. They don't allow for that to happen. I mean, you can play games. If you want to play games, that might trick the offensive line. But if you're just going to go straight for, their entire offense is built around mitigating that. So the Texans are going to have to get them in distances where the pass rush can get there. But you look at how the Dolphins play. It's out of the hand very quickly where the guys aren't even part of the games. The Jets can rush
the quarterback,
and they could
now.
Not get to him because the ball was out.
Well, that's going to be a problem. That's going to be a problem. If he's on time, if he gets out and he's hitting guys slashing, Lance on a bunch of little crossing patterns. And the Texans are in some trouble.
They throw the screens. They get you up to fill the prompt. Is right now, he's probably playing the best football of his career. Since he's been back, I think he's like at 15-1. Touchdowns, interceptions. Completion percentage over 78% or something like that. Since he's been back, he's playing the best he's ever played. It's not a great time to face him. But I will say this, Teron Armstead might not play, so you might see Patrick Paul, who played for most of the Houston guy, who played quite a bit yesterday, was fine. But putting him out there against Will Anderson, Daniil Hunter might be a different story.
Well, let's see. What do you think that line is right now?
I think I heard it was 2.5.
I think it'll be a good fat 3 by game time. Probably won't move much. Would be my guess.
At this point in our lives,
what
minus
is it, John?
2.5. Yeah. 2.5.
I bet Texans. It goes to 3.
Oh, you think? I don't know. I think a lot of people are going to be on the Dolphins.
Coming off a bye. Texans at home, coming off a bye. Swarm. You know, everyone yelling swarm.
Who's yelling that besides
the fans are all yelling swarm.
Who's saying that?
Fans say swarm.
All right. I'm yelling about ProDunk right now. ProDunk.com, ProDunk.com. That's my man Keith Tate making the best goal in the history of goals. I like to use superlatives with my people. Well, there's a reason for that. There's a reason that I use superlatives because I think they're all the best. I do. I think that this is the best ever, the best goal in the history of goals, and I'm going to stand behind that. I'm always going to stand behind a Key Tate goal. I had one. We had one at the house, and that Pro Dunk goal was the best goal ever. Raise and lower, and we had to crank it. Back in the old days, we used to have to crank it. Now you just push a button, okay? Yep, we had to crank it. It was work, okay? Not really. It was easy. But you can raise and lower the goal so the kids can actually enjoy the goal. The installation is fantastic. They'll set up stencils on your court. They'll do it all. ProDunk.com. There's only one place to get that goal. Tempered glass backboard. Unrustable stanchion. You'll love it. The wife will love it. The kids will love it. The kids will actually be able to play on it. Dad, don't get them a goal, that wobbly goal with the sand in the base, and you can't lower it so the kids can't even enjoy it. They're not going to enjoy it. They're not going to go out and play. They will play with the ProDunk goal. ProDunk.com. ProDunk.com. Go see for yourself. Every kid on the website is dunking. It's so much fun. ProDunk.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. Welcome back. Anything we missed from this weekend, Dell, that we have yet to talk about? We hit on most of the stuff, I think.
Well, more talks of the Astros seriously trying to get rid of Ryan Pressly.
That is out there,
that they're actively trying to get rid of him.
As they should.
That's just good baseball moves.
It's good. It's just good governance.
I think that's just sound baseball.
And this is about their budget crunch. Not all about performance. They know they've got financial issues they have to deal with, and Ryan Pressly is one of the people salaries they want to shed.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, is that bothersome to anybody? I mean, Abreu moves into the eighth inning. I don't know, Taylor Scott or whomever can go the seventh inning, whomever. I don't mind at all because let's face it. I don't know, and I would imagine the Astros have lost all confidence in Ryan Pressly in the eighth inning, right?
Oh yeah,
I would think so.
They tell you no, but I mean,
I don't think you're getting rid of that 11.
Those lion eyes can't lie.
I don't think you're getting rid. I don't think anybody's like, oh, I can't wait to get that $11 million a year. You're going to have to pay some of that.
Yeah,
right.
Probably, yeah. But if I'm going to pay some of it, I want a good player back. No one's going to give you a good player. I want a prospect back. They may look for an arm. Actually, they could look for, you know, a middle inning type pitcher. I don't know what you get for Ryan Pressly. You know, what do you get? Like, he's an expensive. Yeah, you can't take on the whole salary if you're another team. What are you looking for? He's not a closer. He's not coming off of a very confident two-year run. I don't know if his stuff is as good from a spin standpoint. And obviously, teams will have access to all that, so they'll make a determination about whether or not his stuff is still as good, and is he just missing his spots? Is it a confidence thing, and he needs a change of scenery? I don't know. But my guess is you're not going to get a whole lot. Moving Ryan Pressly is probably you may have to eat 40% of the contract that's left, maybe. And then you probably get an A-ball guy. Not a lot back.
Yeah, you'll have to pick up $3 or $4 million of that, I would imagine. And you know what? I think you're better off just paying that and not having him come in the eighth inning. You already dumped
two bad contracts. Here's another one.
You got titles.
Yeah, he was good. He was good.
He was good. He was good.
But relievers don't like. There's a difference between starters are usually really good starters are static. Relievers are mostly fluid. It can change on a dime. What are the odds of getting a 4-year run for any reliever? 4 good years. For a starter, no problem. You can have 4 good years for a starter. That's not that big a deal. 4-year run for a reliever? Brad Lidge was incredible for the Astros, and he ran into a problem after, 2 years as a closer? He ran into an issue. It's hard for relievers because they have smaller sample sizes. It's hard for relievers to stay on good runs. The nature of the reliever position is to be up and down. That's why any long-term contract, like for Josh Hader, that really flies in the face of expectations for a reliever to stay. Now, he's had a pretty good run, but when you look at Josh Hader, there were some questions. You could, when you go back and look, there were some questions about whether, why you would give him a 5-year deal. Where most relievers, I would say, good closers, 4 years probably should be your max. But regardless, he needs to pitch a little more consistently. But yeah, you're going to have to get away from, you got to get away from Pressly. He's mentally, I just think he's done. And for the money you're paying him, it's just not going to work.
Yeah, no. Here's the deal: is you just like with Abreu, you can't keep if he's hurting your team, which I think Pressly is hurting the team. I do, and it's a shame. But he's not good anymore, and you can't bring him in the eighth inning anymore. You just can't. So what are you going to do? He's not going to sit there. Is he going to work the sixth inning? It's going to be even worse. Brian Abreu needs to move into that eighth inning. I don't think there's any question. So what you got to do is you just got to get him out of here. You just got to get Pressly out of here and hope that you make find another Taylor Scott this offseason.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good find. That was a nice one by Dana. No question about that. He pitched well. He pitched more innings than he ever had in his life, and it caught up with him. But he sure did give you a lot of good innings, that's for sure. All right, I think that's it. We got a break, and when we come back, news of the weird coming your way. We finish up strong right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But right now, we got John Daspit to talk about.
John Daspit is a personal injury lawyer who is going to make sure that there is accountability. In this world right now, accountability has fallen by the wayside. It really has. We see it in sports. We see it in general, in the world in general. And, when it comes to insurance companies, they count on the fact that they won't be held accountable. That's why they're able to squeeze so many of you, and so many of you have horror stories about dealing with insurance companies. You're not set up to deal with an insurance lawyer. They're supposed to beat the brakes off of you because they're going to intimidate you, they're going to push you, and frankly, they are going to try to get you to settle quickly so that you don't have a chance to call someone like John Daspit, or not someone like him, John Daspit himself, and have someone fighting for you like John Daspit will. He'll make sure that all those bills are paid, that your pain and suffering is properly compensated for, and that any time you miss from work, that is going to be taken care of as well. That is not something that you should have to stress about, that you can't get to work because of your injury. John Daspit makes sure that he is going to fight for you and be on your side. Hold the people who cause injuries through negligence accountable, and make sure the insurance companies take care of you the way they're supposed to. 713-CALL-NOW for John Daspit. That's 713-CALL-NOW, or go to DaspitLaw.com.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Do you guys have any idea what was named the most dangerous Christmas song you should never listen to while driving?
Grandma Got Run Over by Reindeer?
Nope.
Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh?
Nope. Not even close. It's Frosty the Snowman.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Is there a study commission that shows that, or how do we know that?
It was a study.
It was a study, okay.
Against listening to... it says, after evaluating a lengthy list, Frosty the Snowman, first recorded by Gene Autry and later that year by Jimmy Durante, was named Insurance-opedia as the most dangerous to drive to, skidding to number one with a potentially crazy-making 172 BPM. I don't know why. I'm not sure why that's the case.
Yeah,
as the holiday season approaches, it's important to stay away from influences. Frosty the Snowman just didn't seem... All I Want for Christmas Is You, number two. Feliz Navidad, number three.
So, All I Want for Christmas is obviously the one of the... It's turned into an iconic standard now, thanks to your girl with a high voice. What's her name? Mariah Carey.
Mariah
and Carey. Then Feliz Navidad is the Spanish version, been around forever, with Jose Feliciano.
Right. Yeah. But they're dangerous, so don't listen to them in your car.
Mr. Hanky, the Christmas Pooh. That's one that actually helps you drive.
Broward County is going to vacate convictions for people who bought crack made by the sheriff's office.
Ooh, that is a technicality you can get off on.
Entrapment. We're going to buy you, we're going to make crack and then sell it to you.
Yeah. For 3 years, Broward County Sheriff's Office produced its own crack cocaine so it could sell it to people that deputies would then arrest for buying crack cocaine. That sounds like you're trying to entrap me.
That's like the bartender who's serving you, over-serving you, and then he goes outside and gets in his cop car and pulls you over.
Yeah.
How much have you had to drink tonight? You were serving me. You know, yeah. You kept giving me shots.
You kept buying me drinks.
Yeah. Pull it over.
Yeah.
License registration, please.
Apparently, this kid really, really, really is serious about his studying. A Chinese student travels to Australia weekly to attend university. It's 8,800 kilometers. That's his commute to school.
Wow. Holy crap.
It just seems like that's too far.
Not if you love learning.
Well, what if you can't find a school that's closer? Maybe he's not that bright. He couldn't find any Chinese school.
He couldn't get in?
He couldn't get in.
They only take top 6%. My scores weren't high enough, so it's my fallback university. What's your fallback university? It's in Australia.
Australia.
That's your fallback is in Australia?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I just want to get away from my family.
Apparently, there's a company called Yes Madam. It's a salon home service startup. They asked their employees in a survey if they were stressed. And all of them who said yes were fired. Do you feel like... Do you feel like you should get fired for answering a survey by your work?
Tricky move.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, no one at our station is stressed, right? I don't believe.
No.
No. Do you feel like, what if our company just sent out a survey and then they fired us because we answered it?
Hey, guys, you feeling stressed? Yeah, I am. I know it would make you feel less stressed not working here anymore.
No. Boom. Actually, that will make me more stressed. Okay. A U.S. woman was caught with a golden gun in her luggage at a Sydney airport, and she was jailed for a year. She was on her way to clown school. Apparently, too, she said she brought it with her. She accidentally put it in her luggage. But on her phone, she had a note that said, "Put gun in luggage." She was on her way to clown school, and she said, I accidentally put it in there, but they found on her phone. Yeah, actually, a note. yeah, in her, what was it called? Anyway, she said she had it on her phone, and she's spending a year in jail for that. Thank you.
That's a tough out. That's a tough option for you.
Prince Charles says that Queen Elizabeth II bathed in her crown. Would you, if you were the queen or king, would you take a bath in your crown?
I take a shower. I don't take baths.
Yeah, I don't like baths either.
Gangsters don't dance. We boogie.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think I would wear it, too. I'd be like, I'm the king. You know what?
Well, look what they do with the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, well,
it's no
that's
different. Well, I mean, it's a lineage passed straight down, but, you know, it's kind of like the Stanley Cup, only for crowns.
Yeah, but you're getting ship-faced all day. Ship-faced, I said.
Yeah.
You're getting ship-faced all day with that. I don't think with the crown you'll be ship-faced. I would be, but I don't think, you know, normal kings and queens would be.
You know that, yeah. You know there's a king who put that crown, just put it right someplace, and like, why don't you take this crown off? Like, did something like that.
Yeah. Well, the accusation used to be that Heisman Trophy winners would have it in their trunk. And they'd go to the bar. Oh, look what I brought. Look what I got with me. My Heisman Trophy. How you like it, ladies? And so if I was the king, I'd definitely have my crown all the time. Hey, what do you think about the king? It's good to be the king.
Is that a crown? That's right.
Yep, that's right.
That's right.
You got one?
Frankly,
I do.
Crown might like work better than Heisman nowadays.
I would think. I would think a crown would work just fine. Yeah, you want to be a princess? You got any royalty in you?
Don't. I already know where you're going to pull that. You got any this in you move again? Pull that on Friday.
Baltimore County is spending over $4.5 million to avoid paying minimum wage to inmates. Apparently, I don't know why they have to spend. They approved spending $4.55 million on a private law firm to continue litigating a three-year-old case over how county jail inmates who worked at the county recycling center should be paid. Don't you think they should just, instead of giving it to the lawyers, they should just give it to the inmates? I mean, honestly.
Come on, guys.
Come on. We're talking about minimum wage here. We're talking minimum wage. Let's go. Instead, they're going to give it to some foofy lawyer. That's just awful. I'm a man of the people. I want inmates to make money.
I know. Look at you. This is a new platform you can run on.
I know, right?
Pay the inmates. We'll see how you do.
I don't think I'll do well at all. Edinburgh, a university, is warning its students not to be snobs. Do you think if you go to Edinburgh University that you're going to be a snob? That you need to be warned by the university?
Yes. First of all, you know how I know that you're not from Edinburgh? Because they pronounce it Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. It would be Edinburgh.
Well, they don't say Edinburgh.
The good people of Edinburgh would never be this snobby. Stop being a bunch of daft ninnies.
Well, apparently, no, if you are from Edinburgh, you are going to be snobby. So they have to warn you not to be. So that's a university I wouldn't go to. You know why? Man of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Just because say that over and over again doesn't make it true.
No, it's true. No, it's true. It absolutely is.
A man of the people wouldn't have to tell people he's the man of the people.
Man of the people. That's what I'm saying. We're done. Mopey and Mapes next. What do you got in your little show today, Del?
Well, we're going to have to overcome you insulting us again. So that's how we'll start. And also you taking our time. Then we'll cover certainly some college football talk, probably more than you. We'll break down what happened and why Sark decided to test the strength of Georgia's defense as opposed to leaning into his strength. You know, real football talk as opposed to what went on this show for 3 hours.
Okay, good. Some real football talk next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But right now, we got a little Taqueria Sarandas.
Taqueria Sarandas, they want you to, well, I mean, the great thing about them is all three of your meals. You want the breakfast tacos and actual breakfast plates. Whether it's breakfast tacos on the go or hearty breakfast, they've got you covered for that. If you are looking for an opportunity to enjoy lunch, of course, classic Mexican favorites, all authentic, is available for you every single time out there at Taqueria Sarandas. And then at night, you can have dinner, but might I suggest stopping in at Aranda Sports Bar? And you say, where is that, Lance? it's in your local Taqueria Sonantes because they are turning their bars into sports bars. So when you pull up at the bar, you're actually pulling up to your own full-service sports bar with a different menu to choose from, drink specials, beer, wine, margaritas, and so much more, all available, great food, and the TVs turn to the games that you want to watch. So bring your friends, pull up, and that's your new spot for food, for fun, and for a chance to really have your own home base where somewhere where you can go see your best games and have your best food and drinks and a lot of fun. It's going to be Taquerias Arandas and Arandas Sports Bar. Stop in today.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.